Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
He's been a United States champion, Money in the Bank winner, King of the Ring, Don, former Golden Gloves boxer.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. It is Royal Rumble week, which means predictions, which means stupid predictions, which means stupider predictions. You guys excited? Guys? Wait. Guys? Ah, shit.
Live from my office, it's Joe Pisano.
Oh, no.
Live from my house, it's Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Oh, no. We're in COVID protocol again.
The following podcast has been brought to you by COVID protocol.
COVID protocol. How depressing.
New world order.
It was almost exactly a month ago, I believe, when we did this last. So,
correct.
Yeah, there you go. Every month.
Yeah.
We might have to do a protocol.
Yes, that's right.
But there's a lot of factors out there that, you know, are kind of making this something that we have to do once in a while. So we're just trying to be safe, as we all are in this world. This crazy world.
I know. And I don't think we'll be out of COVID protocol by Sunday, which so we're going to have to watch the Royal Rumble separately.
Oh, my Lord.
Which means no ribs. No fucking ribs.
Well, I mean, not for you guys, but
right.
That is the worst of all. Damn it.
Anyway, Eric, if you can get those delivered to our house just in time for the start of the Rumble.
Yeah. No problem.
That'd be great.
Well, look at it this way. By elimination chamber, we can just postpone that meal. So.
Well, I'm down with that.
Elimination chamber will actually have something good.
Well, what would you call that one? Elimination ribs?
Sure. I was already.
Elimination ribber?
I was going to do Eliminacho chamber and make like a big thing of nachos.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Eliminacho chamber.
Maybe get the Elimination Chamber playset and then just throw the nachos in there.
Now you're talking.
Each chamber has a different, like one chamber has queso, one chamber has guac, salsa, sour cream
this
for Joe.
Amazing.
I'm loving all of this. Yeah.
Now I want the real chamber to be like that.
The real chamber will never be as good. No. All right, so let's fucking get to it. It is what it is, people.
Yeah.
Fucking COVID. Ruining everything. This podcast, which we thought was unruinable. No, we got a few new patrons this week. So thank you to Kenneth Dahl, Paul Fletcher, and Thomas Atherton. So there you go. Those three people signed up. Thank you very much for that. And if you want to be like them, because we got Royal Rumble recap coming this week. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
We also dropped a new bracket.
We also dropped the brand new best WWE feud of all time bracket. And just like all the other brackets, it got very heated. It got very intense. And the ending pissed a lot of people off, I'll tell you that much. So if you want to get pissed off, go check that out. It's great. Very entertaining.
I'm sure they agreed with me.
I doubt
obviously.
It. I really doubt
obviously.
It.
Obviously.
I don't know about
that.
Well,
if they were pissed, it didn't go the way I wanted, so I was also pissed.
Mm.
Pissed!
Pissed. Well, now you know who walked off. So we also have Derek Corbell, who bought a T-shirt. He bought the kick out spear pin repeat, which that's basically what's going to happen this Sunday. I mean, he won't have to kick out because it's last man standing, but he'll kick out of the 10 count, I guess, in a way. He'll kick up. I don't know.
Nipa. You get up, spear, stand, repeat. You know,
yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Get up, Uso, super kick, spear,
get up,
repeat.
Oose.
Yeah. Right. And you can get a T-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. All right, on to SmackDown. We start off with Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Oh, you guys can hear the...
working for that money this week.
Yeah, wait, can you hear it or no?
I cannot.
Okay, well, I did hit the button. Okay. I guess I'll go easy on the sound effects this week.
Right.
We had to wait over 7 minutes for Reigns to start his promo. From the beginning of the show, 7 minutes to start his promo.
Well, 3 hours is a long time. I mean, honestly, less Roman the better.
I just don't understand this. Like, do you want to hook the viewer? Don't wait 7 minutes for the show to start.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's like three minutes of explanation, like previously on SmackDown. No one cares.
Yeah.
It sucks, so no one cares.
And then
a four-minute intro of Roman Reigns walking to the ring in the 8K cameras.
Yeah, and looking handsome as ever.
Yeah, and then boring Roman on the mic. So I don't know. Anyways, Roman says you're not going to see Kevin Owens tonight because I said so.
Take it easy there, Roman. Don't be stealing my lines, you piece of trash.
Right.
Reigns says card subject to change is how losers think, and he calls Adam Pearce a puss for complaining about his leg. He literally said puss. You puss. I thought that would have been...
junior high?
Yeah. Right. I thought that would have been too racy for Vince. I don't know. So then Roman says, well, you know, my back hurts because I've been carrying this company for years. So, you know, what if I can't make it to the Royal Rumble? So Adam Pearce comes out and he's like, oh, come on. This has gone way too far. Come on. I mean, I could fake an injury, but you, come on. So Reigns.
I'm an official.
Yeah, exactly. So Reigns talks shit to Pearce. Reigns talks shit to Pearce and tells him, no wonder you never made it in the WWE. And then Heyman starts laughing, so Pierce says, I could take this from Roman, but I'm not going to take this from you, Paul. And then Reigns tells Heyman to straighten Pierce out. So Heyman says, I'm from New York. I'll whip your ass if you disrespect my tribal chief. Which, you know, he might be from New York, but no one's buying that.
No.
I don't think anyone's buying that Heyman's going to whip someone's ass. Anyone's ass, really. I don't know. I think even Jim Cornette.
Who's that picture with?
Who?
Remember the porn star that took a picture with him a few years ago?
He takes a lot of pictures with porn stars. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think Cornette beat him in a manager versus manager match like back in the day in WCW. So even Cornette whooped his
ass. I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I think it was like a, wasn't it like a bra and panties match too? Like they didn't call it that, but it was like... But you had to strip. You had to strip the heel. Like, yeah, you had to strip your opponent down to like their underwear.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, bottom right, and move on.
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Top right.
Top right. So later backstage, Reigns tells Heyman, "I expected you to destroy him verbally. I didn't tell you to challenge him to a match. So be a man and handle your business." And Heyman looks all afraid. We'll get back to that.
Handle
later.
Your business.
Yeah. Next up, Sami Zayn comes out ringside. He handcuffs himself to the barricade and holds up a sign that reads, Justice for Sami. He officially announces that he's entering the Royal Rumble match, and he also bitches about his loss to Apollo Crews last week. But then Asuka's music hits, and we have Asuka and Charlotte versus the Riot Squad. By the way, Sami was... dressed exactly like Bernie Sanders at the inauguration and was even sitting like him at one point.
That's pretty funny.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, it was good.
He was on fire this week.
Yeah.
I'd put him on the fence as someone who's allowed to declare themselves. You know, kind of on the fence.
A little bit on the fence?
But little on the fence. But
yeah, he's an IC champion. I don't know.
Sure.
He literally, a couple of years ago, had to win a match to get in.
Yeah.
And he's done nothing since then. I mean, again, IC title, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got Asuka and Charlotte versus the Riot Squad. Asuka is the Raw Women's Champion, but she walks to the ring to Charlotte's music.
Right.
Like, sure. Asuka's music hits for 10 seconds, then it's Charlotte's music the rest of the way to the ring.
That makes sense.
And Asuka's the fucking champ. So ridiculous. Also, Natalya and Tamina are watching this match backstage because they're a tag team, I guess. Is that right?
I guess.
Are they a tag team? Really?
Sure.
Well,
oh,
you know,
if you can dream it, you can do
stay
it.
Stay tuned, Andrew. Stay
wow.
tuned.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess I will. Maybe they'll be in the women's Dusty Cup. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
Billy Kay was ringside in punk clothes again. Charlotte throws Ruby out of the ring and then randomly grabs Billy Kay's hair, even though she didn't do anything. So what's up with that, Charlotte? You forgetting how to be a babyface because it's been so long?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably.
Later, Billy Kay fucks up and distracts the ref while Ruby has Asuka rolled up. And then Charlotte hits Ruby with the natural selection for the win. And then backstage after the match, Ruby and Liv tell Billy that it's not working out. Just like how this storyline's not working out.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a good segue.
I don't know where they're going with this. I don't know what this is leading to. I just know it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, we thought in like AEW they have this long build to like kick Sammy or Jericho out of the inner circle, but they've been playing like the long game, like I don't know. This is wrapped up too quick. Is Billy going to try to kick out Liv Morgan or something?
Right.
The problem is you're allowed to play the long game when it's entertaining.
That's
when
true.
It sucks, play more of the short game.
Yeah.
I think more short game would be good.
Short game, yeah.
Work on your short game.
Right. Writers, Vince, work on your short game.
All right, next up, we got a Daniel Bryan in-ring promo. He talks about how excited he is for the Royal Rumble match and how badly he wants to win it. But he's interrupted by Cesaro. Cesaro says, I appreciate you explaining the rules to everyone. I could have explained it better and in 5 different languages. And then Cesaro starts talking to Sami Zayn in French, but then he's like, oh, no one wants to hear you. Cesaro tells Daniel, I'm winning this year's Royal Rumble, and as the first Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner, I'm an expert on that matter. So Daniel takes off his jacket and challenges Cesaro to a match right now. But Cesaro does... What's going on? There's like so much feedback. Is someone like jerking off?
No. Not anymore, at least.
Is someone's like microphone like on their shirt? Because if it might be like bouncing.
Oh,
around.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, how do I prevent that?
It's like it sounds. I don't know. It wasn't earlier.
Okay, maybe I leaned back in my chair a little bit or something.
All right,
I'll lean forward, I guess.
All right, I'm gonna start this over. God, I hope I remember all this shit. All right.
Hey, everyone. Oh, just kidding.
All right, next up, we have a Daniel Bryan in-ring promo. He talks about how excited he is for the Royal Rumble match. Not just the Royal Rumble, because that would be insane.
I feel like he even said it, like, tongue-in-cheek. Like,
maybe.
The Royal Rumble match.
I'm sure they all think it's stupid, just like we do. Yeah. Like, we all know what it is. So he talks about how badly he wants to win it, but he's interrupted by Cesaro. And Cesaro says, I appreciate you explaining the rules to everyone. But I could have explained it better and in 5 different languages. And then he starts talking to Sami Zayn in French, but then he's like, no, nobody wants to talk to you. Cesaro then tells Daniel, I'm winning this year's Royal Rumble match. And as the first Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal winner, I'm an expert on that matter. So Daniel takes off. Well, no, I mean, that was good Lord.
Not so much.
That was like, what, 7 years ago now?
Wow.
And what have you won since? Like what have you won since? Not much.
A lot of tag titles
a few times.
A lot of tag titles.
Remember when he was a babyface after that? Like he got injured and came back, and we all thought he was going to win the IC title as a babyface, and then he didn't.
Yep.
And then he didn't.
And then Vince said, nope.
No. So Daniel takes his jacket off and challenges Cesaro to a match right now. But Cesaro does a Dr. Evil impression and says, "How about no?
How about no?"
Yeah, not great.
That's a soundboard candidate right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Cesaro then issues an open challenge to anyone else since he's already beaten Daniel. So Dolph Ziggler comes out and says, "I've been in the second most Royal Rumbles ever. My stamina is unmatched. I can go all night. Just ask anybody. No one can go toe-to-toe with me except for you, Cesaro." So I don't know if that's a part of Joe's trivia. I assume Triple H is number one. Just because he's been in the company so long.
Confirmed.
All right, so we got Ziggler versus Cesaro with Daniel Bryan on commentary. I really like this match. The counters were really cool, including the zigzag spot. But in the end, Ziggler went for the Famouser, but Cesaro caught him and countered with the Neutralizer for the win. So it's pretty cool to see Cesaro getting some wins for a change.
Right.
Like,
it is. It's weird.
That is two wins in a row, like two singles wins in a row. That's got to be like a record, like for him, for like the past 5 years or something.
Sure, not even close. For sure,
he must be sleeping with like Triple H or something.
He must be. Jesus. Next up, we have Sasha Banks versus Reginald. You know, Carmella's fuckboy.
That guy. Yeah,
sure.
We got Carmella sitting by the commentary table, right next to her real boyfriend Corey Graves, as her kayfabe boyfriend's in the ring. So that was a little awkward.
Right. Yeah. I mean, another cuck storyline. I mean, what's
another cucking. Another cucking. Yeah. Corey the Cuck Graves.
Cuck one, cuck two.
So Reginald gives... Re-cuckening. Yes. Yeah. Reginald gives Sasha a flower, but she slaps him in the face. And he avoids Sasha's moves for a while by doing some flips. I hated this match. Because Reginald never hurt Sasha because they can't have a guy hitting a girl.
Would you even call it a match then?
It really wasn't a match. It was a dance, I guess.
It was.
Yeah.
Sasha hits the Meteora off the apron and then slaps Carmella's drink out of her hand. Sasha makes Reginald tap to the bank statement and then she throws him out of the ring. So, great.
That setup to the bank statement was terrible.
Great.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was not good. What's also weird is that we've never heard of this Reginald guy and where he's cut. Like, he must be like just a performance center guy that was never a wrestler.
Right.
Otherwise, we would have heard, oh, yeah, he's been here. He's been in this, you know, he's done Ring of Honor. But like, I never heard anything about this guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Next up, we have Big E versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental Championship. Sami Zayn uncuffs himself during the match. Huluva kicks both of them for the double DQ. So, I assume this will be a triple threat at the Royal Rumble, but
even know about the Rumble. Probably Elimination Chamber.
Or like SmackDown this week.
This is the perfect pre-show.
Or next week, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
They haven't announced it yet, so maybe it'll eventually get on the scorecard. Who knows?
Right.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens' iPhone promo from his car. He says, "Roman pulled some strings to keep me from the arena tonight." And he tells a touching story about both of his grandfathers that he has tattooed on his fist. And both of them fought illnesses but never stopped fighting. So he says, "I'll never stop fighting either. And at the Royal Rumble, I'll be the last man standing." Which, of course...
Usually when I see like guys cutting iPhone promos in their car, it's usually followed by "wake up, sheeple."
Right.
Yeah, so he says he'll be the last man standing. I mean, he won't be, but you know, he said it.
I mean, he won't be.
Yeah,
but
it's a shame.
Right.
Backstage, the Street Profits notice Sonya Deville talking to Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler walks away, and then Ford and Dawkins congratulate Sonya on her new job. What is her new job, by the way?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
Haven't really said exactly.
Yeah. So they offer her a fruit basket, but also ask for their tag team title rematch. Sonya tells Ford, you know, you're still not recovered after Rudin Ziegler injured your leg. So for now, hang out backstage, hype SmackDown, and, you know, we'll give some other tag teams opportunities. And then when you're 100%, we'll get you back in the top picture.
We'll get some other jobbers to fight them.
Yeah, right. So Sonya takes the fruit basket, walks away, and then Ford and Dawkins look at each other like they know something's up. They know something's up. And then right after that, we cut to Michael Cole and Corey Graves. Take a listen.
Corey, what's the old adage when the mouse is away?
When the cat's away, the mouse is away.
Exactly. I get what you're getting at. Nonetheless, that appears...
Oh, my God. Can you guys hear that?
Nope.
Like, barely, but yeah.
Oh, you heard what Cole said?
Riveting stuff.
What's that old adage when the mouse is away? You fucking moron.
Right.
You right. Fucking, yeah, when the mouse is away, the cats play, you idiot.
Yeah, totally.
Like, what?
Is it that hard? Is it that hard?
What, his dick for Roman Reigns?
No.
Yes.
Yes, that.
Yes, that it is that hard.
It is that hard, indeed.
So now we have Bayley versus Bianca Belair in an obstacle course.
Ayo.
Briefly hosted by Michael Cole until Bayley steals the mic and dismisses him. Thank you, Bayley.
Thank you, Bayley.
Thank you, and yeah. Bayley.
Yeah.
Bayley announces what they have to do because she designed the course. And Bayley goes first. First, she flips a 400-pound tire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she could barely lift a ladder in the fucking Money in the Bank ladder match, but whatever.
Yeah.
She flipped a 400-pound tire. She skips the climbing part, and then she has to fireman carry Chad Gable 10 feet, and then she scores a layup at the end.
Right.
Have you ever seen an obstacle course like this?
Never.
Never, ever?
This is something like your aunt would do, Aunt Bailey.
And then you have to score a basketball. You have to score the basketball. What?
Right.
What kind of obstacle course
is this?
Why
would you add a basketball thing in the end?
Good Lord. So Bayley took 72 seconds, which is way too long. It was like you had to do four things. Jesus.
Right.
She's even taking her time. She's like, oh.
It's like, do you not understand? Like, what is like? So now it's Belair's turn, and Bayley makes it much harder for her. Belair still dominates, and then she gets to Gable, but he's like, oh, no, not me. It's Otis. And Otis, comes from almost under the ring. He's like, oh, right. Yeah. It's like, wait, so is Otis?
He found a buffet under there.
Right. So she does carry Otis. She fucking carries Otis the 10 feet over her back. And then finally she grabs the basketball. She breaks Bailey's ankles and then dunks on the 8-foot goal. So, yeah.
Okay.
And Michael Cole was like, oh, we're the dunk. It's like, it was an 8-foot goal. Come on.
It was 8 feet.
Like you would expect.
I mean, it might have been 9, but still. 8.5.
Right.
Yeah, either way.
I can't wait for horseshoes next week.
Oh, my God. I guess. Oh. So after that, Bayley throws the basketball at Belair's stomach, kicks her a bunch, and then throws her into the basketball goal. So there you go. Good stuff.
Riveting.
That's it. All right, so next up we have Dominic Mysterio versus King Corbin. Backstage before the match, Ray reminds Dominic that Corbin is a Golden Gloves champion. Remember.
Yeah.
He's a Golden Gloves champion.
Joe, weren't you almost a Golden Gloves champion?
I'm literally one decision away from being a Golden Gloves champion. That's the true statement. I lost the decision in the finals.
Yeah. And you had to win 2 boxing matches, right?
I mean, technically, yes.
Yeah.
It was the over 35 club.
Well, you should fight Corbin.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's kind of big.
Anyways, Corbin beats Dominic in 3 minutes with the End of Days.
What was
this?
Right.
So Dominic went from, having a great match with Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, almost winning, to just jobbing to Corbin in 3 minutes. And
still hanging out with his dad.
Still hanging out with his dad. What a loser. And I guess we'll see Cain Velasquez next week. Who knows,
No way. I'm still saying no way.
Who's it going to be?
You want to bet a dollar on that?
Daughter got sick of their shit.
Yeah, where's the daughter, by the way?
Do you want to put a dollar on Kane Velasquez?
Where's Murphy and Aaliyah? What's going on?
All right, dollar's locked in.
Wait. The dollar is just Kane Velasquez? That seems insane.
Well, then offer me something else. How long do you want to see until we see Kane? 2 weeks?
2 weeks? You always say like 3 months for your bets. Oh, two
Fine,
weeks for
three
me.
Months.
No.
It's called negotiating.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's called being an ass. But I don't want to bet on Kane Velasquez. I don't like betting on things that I have to root against to happen.
That are going to suck, right? Yeah,
it's like, well, I guess he wins.
Well, I mean, that is our pay-per-view prediction title, though.
That is true.
You're only the champ when you have to root for stupid shit to happen.
That is very true. Yes. Whoever puts the most stupid shit usually wins.
Yeah.
Next up we have Adam Pearce versus Paul Heyman. Heyman comes out still in his suit, but he tapes his fists.
Like a real fighter.
Just like a real fighter. Just like Triple H did a few weeks ago when he fought Randy Orton. So Heyman falls off the steel steps and he sells a leg injury. And then he looks at Pearce and he says, "Card subject to change." If you didn't see that coming, then I don't know what to tell you. And then we hear Roman's music. So we got Adam Pearce versus Roman Reigns. Although I don't think the match officially ever got started because Reigns gets in the ring. Immediately, Superman punches Pearce out of the ring. Roman starts to grab the steel steps, but Pearce punches him. And that was like the little, like Pearce gets a few shots in. And then Reigns just kicks Pearce in the nuts, throws him over the barricade, and then beats the shit out of him. He brings him to the fan screens, but then he's attacked by a man in a hoodie. Wait, that's Kevin Owens!
Right. They even took them, like, one wait a minute.
Right. Like, yeah, I don't know. I guess because he had to sneak in, but, you know, it was so obvious it was him. So
it's anytime they show the person that's not going to be there. Like, he's not going to be here.
Right.
Look, see?
Of course.
See, he's not going to be here? Oh, he's going to be there.
Yep.
Well, it's like, who else could it be? You know, like, they're not going to start a new feud in the middle of a feud.
Wait, is that Brock Lesnar? No, of course not. Right. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. They're like, no, that's Braun Strowman. It's Kevin Owens, but Braun will most likely be in the Rumble on Sunday. Anyway, Kevin Owens hitting Roman.
Yeah.
Let's just ruin every surprise.
Right.
Yeah. We'll get to those.
Yes. Oh, we will.
Oh, shit.
So they fight all the way to the ring, and Kevin Owens hits a stunner. He beats Reigns outside the ring as Pat Buck and the refs try to stop him, but KO hits another stunner. And then he looks at Heyman, and he's like, "Are you watching, Paul?" And then Owens gives Reigns a pop-up powerbomb through the announce table, which that would have been a great end right there, but I guess they still had like 30 more seconds. He tries to grab the steel steps, but the refs stop him. And then he stands over Roman and says, "You're lucky the officials have your back, but they can't do anything at the Rumble." And SmackDown goes off the air. So, not bad.
Was Roman's match at the Rumble last year also a last man standing?
False count anywhere, right?
False count anywhere.
Little bit, basically the same thing, but
it's almost the same thing, right?
Yeah. All right. Ross starts with Drew McIntyre. The champ is back. Drew says, "Woo-hoo! I got lucky with COVID. I had a little fatigue and lost my sense of smell, but I'm 100% now. This match this week is dedicated to everyone dealing with this horrible virus. We're going to get through this." A message of hope from Drew McIntyre. A year late.
Right. Just shy of a year late.
A year. COVID's been around for a year, and now they're acknowledging it. Don't worry, we're going to get through this. Could have used that a year ago.
Right.
Like a whole fucking year
ago. Speaking of a year ago, I was looking through my like Instagram memories, and we were at the Rumble a year ago.
Yes, we were.
Tonight, yeah.
Jesus. How the world has changed. And this year, no one's going to be at the Rumble. So McIntyre talks about how great Goldberg is, but says he will still remain the WWE champion. Drew is interrupted by Miz and Morrison, and they tease Miz cashing in at the Rumble. Then the music hits again, and out comes Goldberg to tell McIntyre, "You're next." Miz and Morrison try to bait them into fighting each other, so Drew and Bill attack them instead. Oldberg spears the Miz, and McIntyre claymores Morrison, and then they get face-to-face, and Drew holds up the belt. Yeah.
Snore.
What an amazing promo.
Oh, my God.
For their match. Like, he comes in and he just says, you're next. Yeah, I know. Like, he should have said, like, Captain America. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I know.
Like, I could do this all day. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're next. Yeah, I know. I get it. You know, you say it all the time. You already said it to me, like, twice. Schmuck.
You've been saying the same thing for 30 years. Come on.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Charlotte Flair versus Shayna Baszler. Charlie Caruso interviews Charlotte backstage before the match. She says she's defending the tag titles on Sunday and entering the Royal Rumble match. And then Charlie asks about Ric Flair and Lacey Evans, and Charlotte says, I've seen my dad in a lot of dark places, and this might be his darkest. What's that? Lacey's asshole?
That's what I was thinking.
He's with a woman 60 years younger than him. And
60.
They're having the time of their life. What's this dark time he's in?
Yeah, this fucking Lacey Evans is the darkest thing he's ever done.
Right. No, poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's married. His wife clearly doesn't care.
Right.
She watches the show. Big fan.
Big fan. 30 seconds into this match, which I think they said first time ever, Charlotte puts Shayna in the figure four, and then Nia leg drops Charlotte for the DQ.
Right.
So.
Like, were they running out of time already? Or they just didn't want to burn this match?
They didn't want to burn this match. And as you'll see on this show, they have multiple, like, it's rematch. Like, it's like, okay, that match ended. Now have a rematch. So.
Right.
Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke run out for the save, but then Lacey Evans attacks Charlotte, and we go to commercial. And when we come back, it's a six-woman tag team match. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
So Charlotte and...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like the worst. That's like the worst decision ever.
So Charlotte and Shayna... No, it's going to get worse. Charlotte and Shayna fight outside the ring while the ref quickly counts. And the ref is at 9, and Shayna pushes Charlotte into the ring, and then the ref counts Shayna out.
Yep.
So Shayna helped Charlotte make the count, and then Shayna gets counted out.
I would say you can't make this stuff up, but I mean, the writers are literally making this stuff up.
How could you be that stupid?
That's the problem.
How could you be that stupid to just ignore the count? So Charlotte, Mandy, and Dana celebrate their win, and we go to commercial, and when we come back, we have a six-woman tag team match.
Okay!
When we come back, we're still dealing with this horrible match.
It's not a new six-woman tag team match.
No.
It's the same six women. During the commercial...
Who looked at it and said, you know what? This needs to be a three-segment match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No.
No.
No.
No. No.
And, like, none of them traded sides.
No, 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 no.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to when they were doing, like, the 2 out of 3 falls matches. Like, it's like this is their new answer for that.
Yeah.
And they just show that during the commercial, the bad girls demanded that Adam Pearce restart the match, and the good girls agreed. So Pearce was like, all right, restart the match.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Roman's right. You are an idiot.
Yeah.
You're a fucking idiot.
The match ended. You have nothing else on this show for tonight?
Yeah.
He's like, no, not really. Okay. I get it.
So Charlotte ends up chasing Lacey to the back, and then Nia gives Dana a very stiff choke slam and a leg drop for the win.
Mm-hmm. I think she may have killed Dana. I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure she died.
It looked bad, but the ref checked on Dana, and she was like, you could see, she's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, it looked like her head like bounced off the mat.
Yeah, I have news.
Anytime Nia does anything like this, of course, we all cringe because we think she's going to kill them because she usually does.
Yeah, I have news. Dana was supposed to win the Rumble, and now she's out. They're not sure what to do.
Damn.
They don't know what to do.
Well, I guess thanks, Nia. All right, next up we have Xavier Woods versus Slapjack with Retribution ringside. This match was sponsored by Popeyes, but It really should have been sponsored by IHOP. I mean, they could even have like a slapjack special on the menu, you know?
Seriously.
Like, it's the slapjack menu, and then it's his fucking face. Like, just.
And then everyone's in America's like, who are you?
Of course. Yeah. So Xavier Woods wins with the Shining Wizard, but then Retribution kicks his ass after the match. Ali acts like he's going to hit Woods in the head with a chair, but he stops himself and he says, tell Kofi, I heard he won't be in the Royal Rumble match, but don't worry because he's been replaced by Mustafa Ali.
Mustard
Ali.
Mustard Ali?
Yeah. So
maybe
like,
that'll be like a pay-per-view.
Right. This should have been their first feud with Retribution should have been with Kofi because, you know, Ali's doing the whole you stole my spot, you know, 2 years ago and all that shit.
Right.
Would have at least kind of made sense.
A little bit.
Backstage, R-Truth tells Riddle, the Hurt Business is throwing me a birthday party. Take a listen. I said, take a listen.
Here we go. It was my birthday last week. I thought everybody forgot, but I heard them talking about some surprise gift they got planned out for the VIP lounge. Dog, they bought me 24 gold carats.
No way.
Yes way, man.
But it makes sense. I mean, we're Capricorns.
Sign of the goat.
Oh, my God.
And the hits just keep on coming.
They fucking do goat noises?
Yeah.
Goat noises?
Oh, boy.
Truth even offered to split the carrots.
How are we ever supposed to take it seriously? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Truth offered to split the carrots with Riddle, and Riddle was like, deal. Come on.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what in the hell? So we got the VIP lounge with the Hurt Business. They walk out to the stage, and Shelton realizes he's still wearing his mask. So you could read his lips as he takes off the mask. He's like, shit. Like, he's just pissed yeah. off that he forgot he left his mask yeah. on. That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Might be best moment, which was accidental.
Which, of course, you guys have to be wearing your mask if you're in Gorilla.
Yeah.
Now, when you walk on stage, we have a special powder in the air that actually prevents COVID from spreading.
Exactly.
So in the ring, you're fine.
Yes.
Like, the hypocrisy behind all of that is ridiculous. Absolutely yes. stupid.
Right. So Cedric's still being a dick, and he interrupts Shelton while they're talking. The boys got MVP a gold chain that reads THB for the Hurt Business, and Cedric takes all the credit for the gift. But then R-Truth comes out thinking it's his birthday party. And MVP says, you ain't on the list. And Truth's like, really? THB? Truth, happy birthday?
And right.
then fake laughter. And then lastly tells Truth, oh, I actually got you a present. Come in the ring. Come on. But then the jobbers run out and try to get the stupid belt, including Joe's favorite wrestler, Humberto Carrillo.
Like, where has he been?
Humberto? You thought he was going to be the U.S. champ. He can't even be the 24/7 champion.
He's already been the 24/7 champion. Thank you.
He has?
Right?
When?
I don't know.
Joe felt like he could just say that and be like, oh, he's probably right. I don't know.
The odds are for me. The odds are for me. They're not against
there's
me.
A decent chance he had it for like 5 seconds because there was like one episode where like 10 of them won it for like a minute, you know,
right.
and it could have been him. Who knows?
And, who
did he pull off of R-Truth?
Was that Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker. Even like for him, you're like, who the hell is that?
Tucker, where are you? Where in the world is Tucker? Like he turned heel on Otis and then we never saw him again.
Ever.
It was hilarious. That was yep. hilarious. So Lashley, Cedric, and Shelton beat up the jobbers, but then Riddle gets in the ring, gives MVP a knee strike, and then runs away like the bitch he is.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. Backstage, Adam Pearce is walking around, and he walks by AJ Styles and Omos, who are just standing in a random place like Idle Sims.
Yep.
They're just standing there. They haven't been activated yet. So then he finds He finds Truth hiding in plain sight, and Truth tells Pierce, I want in that Money in the Bank ladder match. And, of course, Pierce is like, oh, fuck my face. And then Styles and Omos walk up, and AJ translates for Truth and says, I'd love to help Truth get an opportunity. So Pierce tells Truth, prove yourself tonight against AJ, and I'll take it under advisement. And then Truth says more dumb shit, but I just couldn't handle anymore. So
I
didn't write it down. It's too much. It's too much.
I mean, just having to listen to that again is like, bleh.
It's rough. Next up, we have Sheamus versus John Morrison with The Miz ringside. Sheamus hits white noise for the win. Then after the match, Miz grabs the mic and challenges Sheamus to a 2-on-1 match. So we got Sheamus versus Miz and Morrison. Here we go again.
Oh, no.
It's the same shit over and over. Why not just have more matches instead of the same matches twice?
Right.
It's just that simple. So Sheamus hits Morrison with the bro kick, but then Miz hits Sheamus with the skull-crushing finale for the win. Yay.
Oh, no.
Moving on, backstage, we see Ric Flair showing Lacey some wrestling moves, and it's kind of like Triple H and Trish Stratus all over again, but not as sexual.
Yeah.
Right.
Charlotte walks in the room and tells Lacey to leave, and she does. Rick then tells Charlotte, just because you're a big star now doesn't mean there isn't a place for me. And if someone wants my wisdom, then I'm going to put it in them. What?
Here comes my wisdom.
You're about to feel 10 ropes of wisdom. Here they come.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm going to shoot them 10 ropes.
Charlotte says, so yeah, Rick's like, I'm just going to be me. Charlotte says, you mean the man who was spending all of his money on everyone except his family? You're going from legend to old man. And then Lacey walks back in the room and hits Charlotte with the woman's right. Rick looks concerned, but Lacey pulls Rick away and they leave. And you could even hear Rick like wooing as they walk off.
Yeah.
He's just a shithead. Man. Next up, we have R-Truth versus AJ Styles with Omos ringside. Truth hits the five-knuckle shuffle and goes for the attitude adjustment, but AJ counters with the calf crusher and Truth taps.
Quick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And new!
I mean, when are we going to have... Yeah, exactly. Good Lord. You don't even champion. Like... I didn't even think about that anymore because it's so like irrelevant. It's like, yeah, that's not right. It's still a thing.
Like, why wouldn't he, like, take the title and then just give it to Omos?
Yeah.
Like,
should have just had Omos fucking beat him. Ugh.
Or how about one time? Just one time.
Yeah.
The ref goes to hand the belt to somebody that rolled up R-Truth or beat R-Truth, and they go, no thanks.
Right.
And they just walk off.
And then Mick Foley runs down. He's like, first to grab it claims it. And does that again.
No, then just hands it back to R-Truth. And he goes, woo, he does his little kick thing and runs off.
Exactly.
Quick trivia. Exactly. Who was the first 24/7 champion?
Titus O'Neil.
I still remember. I guess it's still fresh in everyone's mind.
Who's the second? It's not R-Truth.
Rude, right?
Yeah, Robert Rude.
Yeah. Rude beat him on the stage. And we were like, oh no. Next up, we have Alexa's Playground. This time it's backstage. And Alexa makes fun of Randy's burnt face and also says Asuka didn't want to play nice last week, but neither did I. And we see the replay from last week when Alexa transformed into Dark Side Alexa, as Asuka calls her. And then Alexa says, did you like my trick? He taught it to me. He taught me a lot of things, actually. I can't wait to see him again so I could thank him. But tonight, I have the opportunity to win a shiny new toy. And we see Asuka with the Raw Women's Championship. And then Alexa sings Ring Around the Rosie. And then she says, let me in. And her face, like, kind of like, you know, with graphics, it makes her face, like, all fiendish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, she has, like, a fiend mouth at one point. I tweeted that out. I was like, would you still smash? Everyone said yes. So,
yeah,
not surprised. Just need some duck. It's like Alexa zombie. I don't know. Next up, we have Riddle running the Hurt Business gauntlet. Another excuse just to have Riddle do three matches in a row. If he wins, he gets another title shot against Lashley. Riddle rolls Shelton up. So Cedric distracts the ref, but then Shelton rolls Riddle up, but Cedric is still distracting the ref and Riddle gets out. And then Shelton yells at Cedric, and then Riddle beats Shelton with a roll up. MVP is next, but he's too busy trying to separate Cedric and Shelton. So Riddle puts MVP in a knee lock and MVP quickly taps. And then Cedric's the last one and Riddle rolls him up for the win. So it's a roll up submission. Roll up. What a gauntlet.
What a gauntlet. Way to put over the Hurt Business, too.
And sportsmanship.
Yep.
Yeah. They put over that Hurt Business on that one, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So Riddle celebrates on the ramp, but then the music hits, and Riddle's too stupid to turn around. Like, the music hits, and for 10 seconds, he's like, what? What's happening? What?
Music?
I don't get it. That's not my music. Wait a minute.
Oh,
that's Bob Lashley. And Lashley kills him.
By the time he turns around.
Lashley puts him in the Hurt Lock. Riddle immediately taps. Whatever.
Right.
Next up, we have a video promo from Edge. He's back!
Oh.
Via
He's
promo.
Back! Surprise!
Surprise.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It wasn't a surprise because they told us 30 minutes before. It's like this was like a last minute thing or something.
So dumb.
So Edge
it's
cuts
not
a.
Like they have the Royal Rumble in a week.
No, of course not.
I mean, in a week.
So Edge cuts a passionate promo about how hard he's worked to get back to wrestling, but then Randy Orton tore his triceps and he announces he's entering the Royal Rumble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember how well everyone reacted last year when he was a surprise?
Yeah.
I guess they're like, well, we're not going to have fan reactions, so it doesn't even matter.
I get that. Like, yeah, you're not going to have fans to do a real, big pop for that. And he did just do it last year, and he's had two surprise returns at Rumble. So I get it. I just don't get... Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, he's going to announce it on his fucking iPhone, and I don't know. This is your return. But whatever. The best part was he didn't say Royal Rumble match. He just said, I'm going to win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And again, he's like, I'm going to take back what's mine, because he never lost the title when he had to retire.
Oh, yes.
All right. At least we got Edge back. That's definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. Asuka dominates at first, but Alexa smiles and laughs through the pain. Alexa kicks Asuka out of the ring, and we see Asuka fall out of the ring, and then we go back to the ring, and Alexa's riding a wooden horse. Joe, your thoughts?
No comment. You know how much I hate this. What is happening?
Top right.
Where did the horse come from? Where did she come from? She's changing clothes all the time.
Yeah.
Like, this is basically like the Seth and Fiend thing from when they first viewed it. Asuka's the women's champion and she's literally shitting her pants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
I would too if someone like magically changed clothes and made horses appear. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm out of here.
So Asuka starts dominating the match again, but then Alexa's music hits, and she's magically transformed into her old ring gear.
There it is.
And Alexa cries and looks confused. Asuka charges, but Alexa moves, and Asuka hits the turnbuckle. Then the power goes out, and Alexa is transformed into Dark Side Alexa. Asuka gives Alexa the knee to the face, but Alexa no-sells. Asuka puts Alexa in the Asuka lock, but Alexa overpowers her. And then Alexa gives Asuka the mandible claw, and it looks like she's about to win the title. But then burnt face Randy Orton appears behind her, and he has burn marks all over. And Alexa turns around, and Orton gives her an RKO.
Yeah.
Extra crispy Randy Orton.
Extra crispy Randy Orton. That's it. That's the name. extra.
Like, all they had to do was just show him healed. No one would have cared. Now they got to keep applying the makeup every time he's on camera.
Well, at least they had some consistency for a change. Jesus.
Yeah, true.
He'll have to put on, like, a little bit of blush, but that'll be it. A little
blush. And, I mean, you know.
He's got some blush.
The RKO to Alexa was cool.
Yeah.
All the magic stuff was lame.
Right.
It's not cool just because Alexa does it. Sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's the end of Raw, so let's give some awards. All right, who did you have for worst dressed Oldberg?
The Oldberg award goes to Oldberg?
Yes.
Yeah, I had Goldberg.
I just put Shelton for forgetting to take his mask off.
All right. Nice. Best dressed?
I had Carmella this week.
She looked good. I had Alexa when she changed back to the goddess.
That's what I put.
Yeah.
I put Alexa in her old gear.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot how hot she is in that. Yeah. Worst acting?
Oldberg.
Hmm.
He barely said anything, but yeah, I mean, I had Miz and Morrison.
I had R-Truth.
So annoying.
I mean, our fucking truth.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Yeah.
I had Alexa Bliss.
Alexa for sure.
Oh, I had Edge.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
For his ruining our surprise promo?
Did he do it? Was it his choice?
Yeah, still, but he wasn't great. Man.
Still a good promo. What did Alexa, best acting for crying?
What are you talking about? She was in like two different parts
like
of the show.
Three different characters.
Wait, was it it was the magic trick? Was that what got, because she's good at magic?
Yes.
Yes, it's because she's amazing at magic.
Because she's a fucking wizard.
Yeah.
When you can't beat him, join him. Do more magic.
Yeah. Oh, yep. God, please stop.
Not.
Worst comment?
When the mouse is away.
God.
How about
idiot.
No?
Yeah.
That was my runner-up for sure.
And I had... Bah!
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Best comment?
I guess Sheldon saying shit. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
Nothing else stood out, I mean.
I mean, you couldn't hear him say shit. I just had Edge saying Royal Rumble, and he didn't say match afterwards.
That's funny.
Ooh, that's you make a good case.
Yeah. Worst match?
The women's six tag.
Six woman tag.
I had the Riddle Gauntlet. My slow-mo was the six woman tag that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend.
Yeah.
Mine was the Riddle Gauntlet.
Yeah, right. Same.
Best match?
Crickets.
I mean, yeah. Ziggler versus Cesaro, that was really good.
Yeah, it would have to be that, I guess.
I guess because there's literally no other option.
But that was a good match. I like that match. I thought
so. I mean, Cesaro can always deliver, so.
So could Ziggler. He could deliver
Yeah, it's true. Mm. All right, let's go with that.
By the way, Ziggler's brother, I think, is on AEW Dark, like making his AEW. Like, he's going to be on AEW Dark next week or this week?
I think really? So.
Yeah, this week.
Really? How old is he? Is he young?
I don't know. He looks exactly like him, though.
He does?
Like, they are twins. Like, fucking twins.
And he goes by his real name, right? Like, something Nemeth?
Yeah. I think Ryan Nemeth or something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
No, he's not Ryan Ziggler in AEW. It would be hilarious.
But he doesn't use, like, another, like, stage name. That's the thing.
No, Nemeth is a cool name, I guess, right?
Yeah, sure.
Worst move?
Nia's chokeslam, if you call it that.
I had Shayna helping Charlotte make the 10 count, because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Best move?
The RKO to Alexa.
I'll do the pop-up powerbomb of Reigns by Owens through the table.
That's what I did. I did the pop-up powerbomb. Worst moment / segment?
The Sasha Reginald shit.
Okay.
The dance.
I just, anything Oldberg is going to, he's going to make my worst moment.
And I did Riddle and Truth again because that was
yeah
atrocious. Yeah. Best moment or segment?
I guess Alexa, like, changing mid-match from, like, the goddess to, like, the evil one.
So your best moment was magic?
Magic.
Magic. Magic for the win.
Sure. Mine was just Kevin Owens showing up and beating the shit out of Reigns. He's actually landing two stunners and put him to a table.
Yeah, I had I had the RKO to Alexa. That's why I didn't word my best move, but yeah. All right, on to breaking news. A lot of stuff happened this week. NBC streaming service Peacock has bought the exclusive rights to the WWE Network in a reportedly five-year deal worth $1 billion.
Why are they shelling out all of this money to WWE? I don't understand it.
Right.
I really don't.
I know.
Doesn't make any sense. What's
WWE has never been less popular, yet they've never been more profitable.
Profitable, right.
That's what's hilarious. They have $3 billion deals right now because they have one with USA, Fox. Yeah. Really two with NBC because USA's NBC.
Right.
It's crazy. So the network will launch on Peacock on March 18th, and this only affects people in the United States. So only us.
Wait, then everyone else has the WWE Network still?
Yeah.
How do they police that? Just your phone?
Yeah, I mean, the app's located? The app's not going to... Yeah, your location has to be on.
Hmm. I actually... I get Peacock free with my Xfinity cable.
Well, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Joey has a way to, like, change the VPN on your phone to make it look like it's somewhere else. He did it recently. I'll have to look into that, Andrew.
Yeah, maybe. Also, WWE Backstage is returning this Saturday, and they're just gonna spoil the Royal Rumble for you.
Probably.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. They teased the show, saying that they're going to announce who will be number one and number two in the Women's Royal Rumble. So that will be announced on Backstage, and
that's dumb.
They're also going to announce who will be number 30 in the Men's Royal Rumble.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
No, that's the thing. Yep.
I am serious.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Good lord.
Yeah.
Well, changing that to someone stupid.
You know what? I saw that and I still didn't change my answer. I was like, I'm not going to let WWE Backstage fuck with my scorecard.
Dude, that's so dumb. 30's the big one. What are they doing?
I know. Like, they're really that desperate for this stupid fucking show that no one's going
to
watch.
And what happened to not knowing what you're going to be till the night of? They'd have the fucking, you know, lottery thing, and they'd grab their number.
Right? Like, I loved that.
The matches. That was great. Remember when Eddie stole Rick's number?
Guerrero! Guerrero! Guerrero's stole my number!
Yeah.
And my wallet! My wallet!
Yep.
God. Yeah, number 30. I'm hoping this is just, like, they'll announce someone, and it'll be like, oh, number 30's Dominic Mysterio, and then, like, he gets replaced or some shit.
Let's hope for that. Gets beat up.
Yeah. Right. Also, you guys will be excited. Rapper Bad Bunny will be performing at the Royal Rumble.
Bottom right?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
He recently made that song with Booker T, so I guess they'll perform that song there.
Wow.
And he also had Ric Flair in one of his videos, and Stone Cold was in another one of his videos. But yeah, a concert in the middle of the Royal Rumble. How exciting is that? Oh, not exciting at all?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Remember how exciting it was when Kid Rock played at WrestleMania 25?
Oh, right. I think I skipped that whole thing, so I don't have any recollection of it.
Oh, no.
Did he do Ba Witta Ba?
I did not Ba Witta Ba.
Ba Witta Ba.
He didn't do Ba Witta Ba?
I did not Ba Witta Ba.
That'd be funny. Like, it's like, it's Kid Rock, and then he's just like, only God knows. It's like a slow song. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, but this sucks. I never am for any concerts during wrestling shows. Like, you want to do one song to, like, start the show? Like, fine. But, like, not, like, mid-show, here's a concert.
Right.
Like this is not why? This is not Saturday Night Live. We don't need this. God. And like he's again it's like
he's like, ladies and gentlemen, Bad Bunny? What the fuck?
Yeah. And what's worse? What's worse than like wrestling in like with no crowd, like doing a concert with no crowd?
Yeah, right.
Like, that's the other thing. No crowd.
You're basically just putting on the radio loudly.
Yeah.
Yes. An empty house.
Yeah. God, that's so lame. And then the last thing I got is Vince McMahon's brother Rod McMahon passed away on January 20th at the age of 77. He's 2 years older than Vince.
Who is it? I missed the name.
Vince McMahon's brother, Rod.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Rod McMahon.
Rod McMahon, yeah.
Probably died broke.
Jesus. I think I read that he read that he like helps feed hungry people. So he seemed like a good guy, unlike his brother. But yeah.
Right.
He's not ruining like a wrestling show. So I can only say great things about him.
True.
You guys have anything else?
So the only thing I had is there was an interview done by something called Catch Off with Matt Riddle.
Sounds like a porn website.
Right, seriously.
Yeah.
He talked about like what he would do if he were written as a heel character, and he said he wouldn't call people bro, he'd call them dude.
You fucking asshole.
So maybe he's just not written poorly. Maybe it's just him.
Yeah.
He writes himself poorly.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they wouldn't be having him say bro all the time if that's what he doesn't fucking do anyway. I mean, like, that's just what he
right.
does.
Yeah.
One day he's going to fucking tag team with Hulk Hogan, and it's going to be awful.
The brothers.
Brothers. All right, let's get the fuck out of this. Let's go to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So, back to the WWE Network on Peacock. Wrestling Observer reported that ESPN was also in talks to get the WWE Network on their streaming service, ESPN Plus. And according to Meltzer, ESPN has now decided to shut down all WWE coverage since the WWE went with Peacock.
Yeah.
So they're bitter about it, which I guess makes sense, but, you know.
Yeah.
Which is good, though, because fake sports doesn't belong on a real sports network.
No.
True.
Although, the other day, they were playing ESPN. One of the ESPNs was playing fucking cornhole championships, like, on there.
Right.
It's like, well, wrestling.
That had to be ESPN 8, the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, it should have been.
Maybe.
And then, last thing I got for rumors is PW Insider reports that Dark Side of the Ring is doing an episode on Chris Canyon for the upcoming third season.
Oh, that'll be good.
So that'll be a good one, yeah. Anything else?
I didn't have anything, no.
Well, then it's trivia time.
Trivia time. So let's dig into some of these most rumbles ever.
Uh-huh.
So I know you're sniffing on Triple H. That's definitely not the answer. You guys want to guess again? Or Eric, you have a guess?
Kane?
He's been in the most rumbles ever. What was that, Eric? That is correct.
Bullshit!
Right. So Dolph is second. He's also tied with someone. And they both tied for second last year.
What do you mean they... Oh, like being in the Rumble made them tied for second?
Yeah. They both have 13. They were both at 12, tied with a bunch of people. And they moved in the second alone.
Randy Orton?
Guys. No.
Eric, it's your turn.
He's a former champ.
All right. Why don't you just tell us the answer?
Former champ? Been in my second most Rumbles? You can't even guess one name?
I mean, I did.
Stone Cold?
What?
He was in the Rumble last year.
He had like Stone Cold had like a 5-year career.
Right. I'm right here. Stone Cold was in 3 Rumbles. He only won 2 of them.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett. No.
What?
Kofi Kingston.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. And then tied for third place is like HBK, Big Show, The Miz, and this AEW star. Not Jericho.
Goldust.
Oh. Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah, Triple H isn't even in the top 10, which is interesting.
Why?
That's maybe because he's always fighting for the title.
He's always the champ going right, into right. the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I always had the belt. Sorry. Although, didn't Jericho beat Jericho? Like, last time he was in the Rumble, he broke the longest amount of time in the Royal Rumble, which Triple H had.
Right. So, right. So yeah. Time in the ring. I mean, some of these guys like Kane, they're always coming out in the high 20s.
Yeah. Right.
Triple H was just, he was in a lot of them, but a lot of them was when he was unknown.
He's like the most interesting man. He's like, I may not always be in the Rumble, but when I am, I last a long fucking time.
Hey-o. Right.
All right, we got fan questions. Just want to apologize ahead of time because Patreon was messing up a lot today. So I didn't get to post it when I did. And once I did, it seems like people are having trouble getting into Patreon right now. So we only have 9 questions, and I didn't even pre-read these, but we'll just go through
did
these.
Did you say
real quick.
Only?
Only, yeah. Joe just came in his pants.
9 seems like a lot.
Gary Pendleton, so what's your favorite Bad Bunny song, guys?
Okay, next. Good, that's 1 of the 9. Next. Love it.
Yeah, Pop Culture Junkie. Oh, you'll like this one. Pushfire Barry. You join a creepy old man and a hot girl for a threesome. That's what it's about. So there's 3 choices. So you got Ric Flair and Lacey Evans,
sure.
Vince McMahon and Trish Stratus, and then Tori Wilson's dad and Dawn Marie. I mean, really, yeah.
I guess he was something, right?
I mean, really, this just comes down to who's your favorite woman, because they're all just creepy old guys.
Yeah.
And I would push Trish Stratus, obviously.
Who's the youngest man? I don't know why that makes a difference.
They're all Tori's super dad? Old. Like, I mean, Vince at the time was in his 50s, right? So
I'll go Vince and Trish, because yeah. I always have something on Vince.
Well, plus, Trish is Trish Stratus. It's Trish Stratus.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the hottest divas ever.
Yeah, over those other two.
And then I would go Lacey and then Dawn Marie.
Right.
Bobby Soydam, fuck the refs, fuck the NFL, fuck the Bucks, fuck Brady. Damn it, I'm pissed. Okay.
Wow. Good question.
I agree. Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Daniel Delaney, Pushfire Barry, who would last longer in the Royal Rumble, Eric, Joe, Andrew? I mean, that's obvious. That's obviously me.
Yeah, that's obviously Eric.
Joe would be like number 29 or 30, so it wouldn't.
You know what? I'll take that respect. Yeah. Thank you.
I'd fucking draw number 1 knowing the luck I had and then be eliminated last or some shit.
I'd draw number 2 and probably just win the whole thing.
All right.
With his giant sausage in his hand.
Yeah.
Not the lunch meat.
El Idolo, that women's tag match on Raw was some pretty awful stuff. Will you rank the 6 women in the match in order of skillness and then order of hotness? We'll just do hotness.
Yeah.
So we got Nia, Shayna. Oh, right.
Mandy.
Flair? Lacey Evans.
Oh, sorry. Lacey 2. Then Charlotte, I think.
Charlotte 3. Dana.
Yeah,
Then Nia, Shayna together.
No, just like Nia, Shayna together. They both tie for last.
I'll go Shayna, Nia. Officially.
Yeah. Carlos Ramirez, who would win an elimination burn victim inferno match? Two-Face, Darth Vader, Freddy Krueger, Kane, Randy Orton, and Jim Ross.
Okay, love this.
I mean,
I'm gonna go
Freddy Krueger,
Darth Vader,
or Freddy Krueger. Yeah,
I mean, they'd have to be asleep for Freddy to even win. I don't know.
Maybe
Nashville Sari, what retired wrestler who never won a Rumble would you have most liked to see win one? Retired wrestler.
Yeah.
I would say Jericho if he was retired, but he's technically not.
Don't think he's retired.
I mean, he's close.
That never won one?
Yeah.
Did Sean ever win the Rumble?
Did who?
Shut up.
Sean.
Just being an asshole. Two times, back to back. How about, I don't think Macho Man ever won the Rumble.
No, he's too busy eliminating himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. Kane, because he was in so many, you know.
Right, 0 for 19.
Yeah, I'm thinking of all my favorites, and all my favorites, it was only Chris Jericho that didn't win the Rumble. Because then even Undertaker won it late in his career when he threw, you know, when he threw Shawn out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess Macho's fine. Or maybe, what about X-Pac? X-Pac sounds good, Eric?
Really?
I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding. Carolyn Holly, what has been your favorite bracket to do? Oh. Well,
Hottest Man was really good.
That was Eric's favorite.
It was funny. I mean, these two knuckleheads picked Kevin Owens over Sammy Guevara.
Oh, spoiler
alert. Which kind of just derailed the entire
thing. Joe just giving out spoilers right now.
Yeah, oh, it's Joe. The best argument on the show.
Everyone agreed with me and Eric, so I guess that made you wrong.
I like Rosie O'Donnell over Elle McPherson because she's funny.
No, Rosie O'Donnell's not funny, so no.
Yeah.
Go with someone funny.
Your logic, Joe.
Yeah, Tina Fey.
I'll take Melissa McCarthy over Jenny McCarthy.
Good Lord.
I need a real woman.
Name a funny woman. Tina Fey.
Melissa McCarthy? McCarthy's funny. Yeah, but Tina Fey's almost too attractive. I'm trying to compare it to real live situations here. I think that's perfect. Melissa McCarthy and Jenny McCarthy.
Over a year later, and Joe is still mad about this. That we
still arguing.
So clearly it's that one. I also like the theme song one a lot because we listened to all the songs. That was fun.
For sure.
They've all been great, though. Listen to all of them. Really subscribe now before Peacock. Subscribe now while you can before Peacock buys us out, you know?
Right.
Buys all of our content for $1 billion.
Yeah, please.
Amir, if you guys could change one historic moment in wrestling, that how many times have we been asked this question?
Not answering it. Listen,
I've always said Kevin Owens beats Goldberg at Fastlane instead of the other way around. Obviously,
that's a good one.
Sure that one. So, all right, that's all for fan questions. Now it's time for the Royal Rumble predictions.
Let's go!
Oh my God, can one of you win a belt? Please, because I've been carrying them around, and it's really annoying.
Hey, you got it, buddy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, first up, we have the Women's Tag Team Championship, Asuka and Charlotte versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Who do you got?
I have Nia and Shayna.
All right, Eric's not winning this belt. It's up to you, Joe. Can you win the belt from me?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious it's Nia and Shayna.
All right. I guess I'm retaining.
Damn. Dude, you need heel women to go into WrestleMania so that faces can win the titles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got
it. Almost my lock.
You got to do that. Otherwise, WrestleMania is going to suck.
I remember that Andrew was so wrong about this.
It's funny because I have three belts, which means do you have a belt? No, you don't.
I mean, I've had more belts than anyone. But that's, yeah,
sure. You made that up again.
Right now,
you make that up every
right
time.
Now.
If you say it enough, people believe it. Just like Floyd Mayweather. I'm the best ever. Oh, I think he's the best ever.
I mean, it's hard to argue.
Until he gets knocked out by which Paul brother next month?
So not happening.
Of course not. I got Asuka and Charlotte. I've got Charlotte pinning Shayna.
I've got Shayna pinning Charlotte.
I've got Nia pinning Asuka.
Okay. How many people interfere?
I got two.
I have two.
Yep. Eric, we got this.
I have one. Okay. I have one interference.
Who interferes?
Lacey Evans.
But they still win?
Interference doesn't always result in a loss for the other guy. Did you ever see Gargano and Adam Cole? You ever see that match? Yeah. Three Undisputed Era guys interfered. Johnny won. Johnny overcame the odds because he's Johnny freaking wrestling. Although he's not really anymore. We got WWE Championship, Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg. Fuck.
I've got Drew pinning Goldberg.
Oh, yeah, you have Drew pinning Goldberg? this was really difficult for me. I literally wrote Goldberg and then deleted it and wrote in McIntyre. So I guess
it's close, but I'm going to go Drew as well.
I mean, I would not be shocked at all if fucking Goldberg wins. And then it's just like a way that, oh, McIntyre fights him again at WrestleMania and beats Goldberg.
Aye.
Yeah, I got McIntyre with a pin. How many people interfere?
I have no interference.
I have zero as well.
Yeah, makes sense. Over under 3 minutes.
Plus three.
I'm going to say over because I've been getting this wrong.
So Goldberg has not had a match over 3 minutes since like his match with Brock Lesnar at Mania in 2017, I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The match against The Undertaker was like 50 hours, so never mind. But other than that...
Or it just seemed like it was.
Yeah, he beat The Fiend.
I think Drew can carry this match for at least 5 minutes.
He beat The Fiend. Yeah, but can Goldberg even stand up after 3 minutes?
That's
the key thing. I have under... he beat The Fiend in like a minute and a half. Some bullshit. All right. Universal Championship. Last man standing. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. This was a hard one. Not really.
I have Kevin Owens losing.
That's, that I've got Roman.
I've got the tribal queef.
Wow.
Will handcuffs be used?
Yes.
No.
I put no. First weapon used?
I have a chair.
Yeah, a chair.
Sweep it. Great. How many people interfere?
Two.
Name them.
I have two.
Name them.
Pass.
No. Yeah. Both Uses? Does
maybe
the other?
Both Uses. I think it's maybe an Us and then like maybe another person.
Adam Pearce.
The tribe. We're Adam Pearce, of course. Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
I've still got one interference. All right, now we're on to the Women's Royal Rumble. We're going to do the winner last. We'll do all the extra fun shit first. All right, here we go. Who's number one?
I have Naomi.
What the fuck?
Aww. They're going to name them, so I'm glad mine's not very fun. I have Carmella.
I have Charlotte Flair. Mm. Who's number 27?
What is happening?
I have Mandy Rose.
I feel like Eric keeps falling out of his chair.
Yeah, I have Shayna. Okay, I have Alexa Bliss at 27. Who's number 30?
I have Alexa.
I have Rhea Ripley.
Nice.
I've got Joe living in Fantasyland. I got Bailey.
All right.
Who lasts the longest time?
I have Bailey.
I have Alexa.
I have Charlotte Flair. Who has the most eliminations?
I have Bianca Belair.
I have Shayna.
I have Charlotte Flair again. How many eliminations?
Going all in on Charlotte.
So yeah, far. Seriously. Well, she's Charlotte Flair. She's like their Roman Reigns. Come on. How many eliminations do they get?
I have nine.
Nine?
I have six.
I have six. Nine's a lot for I have women. Six a lot nice. As well.
She had eight last year.
Yeah.
The most ever.
Is it the same Rumble every year, Eric?
They break the record every year?
Yeah. They have to make history every year.
And it's broken, and it's broken.
Is Charlotte Flair winning the Rumble again too, Eric?
No.
I mean, maybe. There's probably a good chance. Do any NXT stars show up?
Yes. I have yes.
I mean, they basically have to.
Yeah.
Will there be legends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have yes. Who's the first eliminated?
I have Tamina.
That's a good one. I have Lana. Maybe she comes back and gets knocked
She's
right
not
out.
Even confirmed yeah. for the Rumble yet. But I have Peyton Royce.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know. What entrant number will win the match?
Number 14.
Good, I have 16.
That's random. I have number 27. And then who's your final four?
Mine is Bianca, Bailey, Alexa, and Rhea Ripley.
That's close to mine. I've got Bliss,
oh, good.
Charlotte, Belair, and Rhea Ripley.
I have Belair, Ripley, Bliss, and Shayna.
Fair enough. And who's your winner?
Mine is Bianca Belair.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, wow. So you have Ripley at 30 and not winning, huh?
I do, yeah.
You guys are going with the betting odds. Nice one. Nice. It's nice that you guys were able to, you know, form your own opinion and decide who wins the match. That's great.
Bianca's like getting pushed more than anyone. It's either her.
They just released a documentary on her.
She just slam dunked a basketball, guys.
Yeah,
as a woman, that's amazing. Jesus,
an 8-foot goal. And sure. Eric, a documentary about her. Yeah, Ricochet got one as well. And where the fuck is he?
He's winning
my men's rumble.
He's winning my rumble. We're gonna take this title.
I had a really hard time with this. I was going back and forth between four names, and those were my final four: Bliss, Flair, Belair, and Ripley. But I fucking stuck with what I said like over a month ago. I'm sticking with Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, sure.
She's in the match. Right. I don't know. We'll see.
Too busy doing Randy Orton to be the winner.
Is Randy gonna eliminate her?
Yes.
Maybe. Probably.
No. Maybe.
I would totally agree with you on Alexa if the Fiend were there, but he's not. So.
Yeah, because he's totally not gonna be there. All right, we got the Men's Rumble. Who's number one?
I have Elias.
Mm. Nice. He was two last year. I have Daniel Bryan, number one.
Nice.
Alrighty. I've got, you know what? I put Sami Zayn, but now that I think about it, that'd probably be a better number two answer. Because I'd have him like coming out, be complaining that he's, you know, just like he did with the gauntlet. Like, why am I number one or why am I number two? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Who's number 27?
I have Jeff Hardy.
I have Edge.
I've got Randy Orton. Who's number 30?
I have Styles.
I want to change it now. I thought it'd be a big surprise, Braun Strowman.
Okay. I'm going Bray Wyatt. No.
Yeah.
Who lasts the longest time?
Andrew, there's no way it's Bray now, though, right? I mean, there's no way.
Well, I'm hoping that they do some sort of bullshit. I don't know.
Like R-Truth again?
Yeah.
God.
Who lasts the longest time?
Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
Jesus. I got AJ Styles. Who has the most eliminations?
AJ.
I have Keith Lee.
I have Omos. No, I'm just kidding. He's not. Right. I was looking at the names, and there's only like 15 or 17 announced so far, so I just picked everything based on those names, except for Bray Wyatt, obviously. But I put Bobby Lashley just because he's big.
Oh God, yeah, maybe.
And how many eliminations?
I have 7.
I have 8.
I got 4.
Most?
Yeah, I mean that's most years.
They have been low the past few years.
That's most years, like unless someone's breaking a record or some bullshit.
Right.
Will there be any NXT stars?
I have yes,
for sure.
I put no, for sure not. Just because it's COVID, and the reason why they stopped Raw Underground, they said, was because they don't want them mixing shows and shit. So I feel like maybe they'll stay away because of that. Will there be any legends?
Yes.
There's got to be one, like Tatanka. He's been in his gear the whole time.
I'm gonna say no again for that, just because they have so many men and they haven't been doing that lately, really.
Yeah.
But they already confirmed Edge is in it. He's a legend, Hall of Famer.
Fuck that bullshit.
3 points. Uh-huh. 2 points. Go ahead. Put it on
3 points. Eric had a 3 on a 2-pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First eliminated?
I have.
Good.
Oh, crap. I forgot to write that one.
Okay. Well, you have to go first.
Okay. I'm going to put Cedric Alexander.
All right.
Not bad. I have R-Truth.
And I have Sami Zayn.
All right.
What entrance number will win the match?
22.
27.
30.
You're all in on Bray.
I am. It might be my downfall. Does the 24/7 title change hands?
No.
Let's try that again.
No.
Yes.
I put no. I think there might be some shenanigans, but I think R-Truth gets away unscathed like he usually does. And then who's your final four?
Edge, AJ, Daniel Bryan, and Seth Rollins.
Nice.
Oh, right. I totally forgot about Seth.
I have Daniel Bryan, Edge, Braun Strowman, and Keith Lee.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about Seth.
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me a second here.
What?
What?
Who are yours, Andrew?
I got Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt, and Edge.
Yeah.
That's a good number one answer would be Seth Rollins to start the fucking Rumble. Because last year he was 30, I believe. Yeah.
He was, yeah.
So he can't be 30 again, but maybe number one. They advertised him to be on the first SmackDown of the new year, and then he never showed up.
That's true.
It was so fucking weird.
The baby was sick.
Yeah, like, or they did, like, it just Vince, like, no. Like, someone was like, save it for the Rumble, you idiot.
Right.
I totally forgot about him. Yeah. So who you guys have winning?
I have Edge winning.
Nice.
God, I have Edge as well.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
You just got Bray Wyatt, I guess.
Right? I got Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Bray would be cool. Edge would be cool, too.
Yeah.
We're fucking picking with our hearts again, guys.
I know.
There is no official backup, but if you had one, like a shitty backup, who would your
shitty,
shitty backup be?
So not Edge for me, then?
What? No, like a shitty, right, because mine probably would be Wyatt or Daniel Bryan. But a shitty backup for me would be like Brock Lesnar returning and winning.
I guess. Or, I mean, even Goldberg, my shitty backup would be Daniel Bryan, and not because I hate Daniel Bryan, but his character sucks. So if like goofy buttfuck Otis Daniel Bryan won, I'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Right.
Daniel buttfuck Otis?
I'm with you on that one.
Daniel buttfuck Otis.
Yeah.
Right. All right, my phone's at 10%. What's next?
Surprise appearances. Who you got?
I have Raquel Gonzalez.
Okay.
This is supposed to be something cool, Eric. This part.
Plus, she's like on these shows. The Rumble has every...
Yeah, I mean, that's an NXT star. Come on.
It's got to be a surprise. It wouldn't be a surprise. Whatever, leave it. She's not coming. I have Braun Strowman.
I mean, she might. They need like 10 women from NXT.
All right, then I'll change it to Seth Rollins.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're probably right there. And I won't steal that from you, even though I want to.
Why did you make him change it? He was wrong, Andrew. What is wrong with you?
Dude, they're going to need like half of the NXT women. Of course she'll be one of them.
Of course.
I put Bray Wyatt. Obviously.
Yeah.
Going all in on Bray. I mean, last time he was fucking burned alive, so... I'd be really surprised if he shows up. And then, predict a match that hasn't been announced yet. Because right
SmackDown
now we only have five matches scheduled.
Yeah, Eric said the SmackDown tag titles. I have Riddle Lashley.
Wait, but it has to be a match, Eric. Like opponents.
Okay, Rudin Ziggler versus the Street Profits for the SmackDown tag titles.
Yeah.
Even after Sonya's thing? Okay. I got Sasha versus Carmella.
Wow, no one picked Big E versus Apollo versus Sammy, which is probably the most likely.
I kind of want to, but I didn't even think of that till after I filled this out and I said it on the show earlier.
Yeah.
So can I change it then?
No. Oh, I mean, no, I could have changed it, but I was honest as well.
Well, okay. Does The Miz officially cash in?
No.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well. Yeah. How many times is the announce table broken?
I have once.
Once.
Yeah, maybe we should remove that one. It's stupid. One. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
The women's tag titles.
I'm doing the women's rumble this year. Yeah. It opened with the rumble.
Didn't it opened with the rumble last year, with the women's rumble last year, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going with that again. Women's Rumble main event, Men's Rumble.
Yeah.
All right. And lock of the century. I mean, this is really tough. Pick a winner from any match. I don't know who Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Same.
We might have to change that. What?
Sorry, it says here Roman Corbin was the first match to the night. Is that right?
Oh, really?
I wouldn't be surprised about that.
Huh. And then the Women's Rumble?
And then the Women's Rumble.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. All right. Yeah, maybe we should change that one to pick a winner besides Roman Reigns, but then it really wouldn't make sense of a... I mean, that's
not the lock of the century.
It's a lock of the century, but it's also like a lock of an answer. Like, you're guaranteed to get it right.
Right, yeah.
So it's just a bonus 2 points. It's like, write your name for 2 points.
Look, at least I know I'm getting 2 points.
At the very least, I will get 2 points. Yeah. And if I don't, and by some miracle, Kevin Owens wins the Universal Championship, then I'll be the happiest zero score person.
Right. For sure. Right. Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all for the show. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And join our Patreon at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got the Royal Rumble recap coming this Sunday night. And we got the fucking brackets that we were talking about earlier. Go watch us kill each other over all that shit. And there's so much content on there. Just give it a shot. And
don't forget, kids, last year, number 29 in the Women's Rumble was Santina Marella. See you Sunday.
Oh, God.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.